Hey, this is Dan from Comic Book Pit with CBP Audio Boo number 82, talking about The Mighty Avengers number 249. So we're coming to the end of my Avengers Audio Boos. This is the second to last issue of what I have. It's 249, and then 250 will be the last one. And I kind of like the way these issues are going to be ending. As far as the audio boos go, looks like we'll be going out on a high note rather than just some random, story issue. Going out on a nice anniversary issue like 250 seems, pretty cool. And issue 249 looks, this is the kind of Avengers comic that really gets me going. I mean, the last couple storylines were okay, the Eternals and the Dire Wraiths. I mean, they were okay, but this one is kind of what I've been waiting for. And the cover just says it all. I mean, it just says Demon Storm, featuring Thor, Hercules, the Fantastic Four, and it's, just a classic shot of, a group of heroes facing off against a horde of demons and villains, and just looks awesome. I mean, that's just the cover. So when this issue opens up, you got Hercules kicking it on the beach in the Caribbean, surrounded by lovely ladies, of course, it's bad enough that he's awesome. I mean, he's huge, he's muscled, he's handsome, he's got the beard, and but he can also play the guitar, and so the ladies are swooning. And the local, the other single guys aren't too happy about that because he's, monopolizing all the females. So they, decide to say something to him about it. That obviously does not go well. But before, Hercules can really pound this guy into submission, it starts snowing right there at the beach in the Caribbean. It starts snowing. And so obviously this is not right. Hercules is like, well, I better investigate. So he notices that there's a U.S. Naval aircraft carrier out in the ocean, anchored, and so he dives into the ocean and swims out to it. Cut to New York City and the Avengers Mansion, and the alarms are going off there too, as the weather is turning everywhere. It's not just the beach, it's everywhere. And Vision's trying to get a handle on it, can't figure out what's going on. And then a voice from another room or is walking in and says, I can tell you what's going on. And it is the mighty Thor. And, covered in snow, and he starts explaining that the casket of winters has been broken, and this is kind of cool. This got me a little more interested because I've never really been a big Thor fan or big, with all the Asgard mythology and things like that. I like Thor as part of the Avengers. Never really dug him in his own series, but he mentions that the Casket of Winters was stolen by Malekith the Accursed, the Dark Elf, which, as you may or may not know, is going to be the big baddie in the new Thor movie coming out this fall. So that was kind of a cool little, tie-in, unintentional tie-in for that, kind of, nice timing on that. So the Casket of Winters has been broken. I love the Casket of Winters, too. It sounds like something out of Game of Thrones. Has been broken, and it's leading into this prophecy where it foretells the breaking of the Casket of Winters will allow the fire demon Surtur to and his demon hordes to run roughshod over Midgard, a.k.a. Earth, to You know, they'll use Earth to get to the Rainbow Bridge to get to Asgard, which will allow Surtur to light his fire sword or something to that effect, which will give him unlimited power to, you know, destroy the universe. So they're like, yeah, maybe we should, you know, see about stopping that. So, you know, Thor's like, you know, let's do what we do best. Let's get out there and kick some ass. So they do. So you got the Avengers, you know, you got Thor, Vision, Scarlet Witch, Captain Marvel, Wasp, Star Fox. They get out there and there's, you know, the New York City looks like, you know, the day after tomorrow. You know, that crappy weather disaster movie from a few years ago. But it's covered in snow and ice and there's demons everywhere. I mean, New Yorkers are like freaking out. It's like it's snowing when it shouldn't be. Oh yeah, by the way, there's a bunch of fire demons tearing things up. So there's this, I mean, lots of great fight scenes going on. You got the Avengers, you know, kicking ass and taking names. And then the Fantastic Four show up, you know, and they're lending a hand. Oh, and then the Legions of Asgard show up. That's pretty cool. You know, you got Hogan and Fandral and the big fat guy. I forget his name. Anyway, him. Volstad, sorry, big fat guy, Volstad, and, you know, the armies of Asgard, you know, everyone is coming to the party, because they know that this is some serious stuff going on. And meanwhile, Hercules is, riding shotgun in a, naval fighter jet flying, you know, over New York, and he's like, hey, let me out, those are my buddies, I'm gonna get down there and, you know, help kick some butt. And they're like, the guy's like, you want out? You know, the pilot is like, okay, out you go. And he ejects him out, you know, out over the New York skyline, where he, you know, his parachute fails and he promptly falls onto a demon, which is, you know, good timing on his part. So, you know, so they're, you know, all the heroes are in on this, you know, despite the fact that the Vision couldn't raise the West Coast Avengers, he couldn't get help from Alpha Flight, Defenders, X-Men, couldn't even find Cap, so they're kind of on their own. No Spider-Man to be seen, you know, none of the street-level heroes, obviously, but, you know, and the issue ends with, you know, they're still fighting. I mean, it's continuing. It's like, for, you know, this is going to happen. So we'll see what happens in issue number 250. This is Dan from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.